Okay, Tuesday, May 31st, 2005, 0930 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, identification number 2238. I'm speaking with Joanne at Santa Rosa and Brittany Park in the unincorporated area of Camarillo. Joanne, it's my understanding that you witnessed some activity involving our officer being shot today. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And approximately what time this morning did you observe this activity?
I'd say it would be approximately 8:05,
okay.
8:10 maybe.
Okay.
I didn't have a watch on me.
Okay. What were you doing at the time that you witnessed this activity?
I was talking to a neighbor.
And what's her name?
Her name is Anne.
Okay.
At the stop sign on the corner of Arleta and Red Barn.
Okay. And from where we're located, that's east of our location,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. Now, you guys are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that your attention was drew to this incident?
Well, in our conversation, a couple of cars had gone east on us.
On Red Barn
on
or Arleta?
On Red Barn.
And what kind of cars? Just regular cars or
yeah.
police cars?
No, regular cars, all
okay.
of them.
And were they going, what caught your attention about these cars? Were they going fast or?
No, none of them were. Everyone
okay.
was stopping and just going on their merry way.
Okay.
And then I noticed maybe a grayish car. I'm not sure exactly what model it was. I wasn't paying a lot of attention at that point. Looked a little bit hesitant and obviously wanted my neighbor to, you know, either make a left or a right. So I said, Anne, I think maybe, you know, we'll talk later and, you know, maybe you should go.
Okay, you've confused me now. You said you noticed this gray vehicle and it appeared to be hesitant, and then you talked about telling Anne, we'll go, okay? To further describe the vehicle to me, what kind of car, was it a car, was it a truck, was it a sport utility vehicle, what kind of car was this gray vehicle?
It wasn't a truck. I'd say it was more like a sport utility.
A sport utility?
Yeah, I'm not absolutely sure.
Okay, do you know what make or model?
I'm not sure.
Did you notice anything else about this car other than the fact it was gray in color?
No.
Okay.
No, it's definitely like a light gray color.
Okay. And what direction was this vehicle traveling?
It was traveling north.
It was traveling north on what road?
On Arleta.
Okay. Did it stop at the intersection of Arleta and Red Barn?
Yes.
And that's when you first observed the vehicle?
Yeah, and it just continued going, and it continued going left, east.
East on Red Barn?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then soon after that was when I noticed a gold Mercedes, like, extremely impatient behind this car.
Okay, so.
And then he hesitated.
Let me stop you right there. The vehicle, the gray car, made a left and started going up Red Barn.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, you noticed a gold Mercedes following that gray vehicle eastbound on Red Barn.
Yes, and
okay.
he was extremely erratic, and he looked like he needed to get home in one heck of a hurry.
Now, what do you mean by erratic? Everybody has a different idea of what erratic means.
Well, he was like, you know, all over the steering wheel, like he really didn't know which way he should be going.
Now, was
and he made
driving,
an immediate left.
Was his driving erratic or just his actions in the car erratic?
Both. I'd say both.
Okay. Can you describe this driver?
He looked like a middle-aged man.
Okay.
And he had a passenger.
Okay.
And she looked like she was a teenager, blonde.
Okay. Do you remember anything else about him?
I don't.
And it was
too quick.
And it was a gold car.
It was definitely like a gold metallic.
Let's move down here. I'm getting too much feedback from people. Sorry about that. So you notice this gold car,
yep.
and it's following the gray SUV eastbound on Red Barn. What happened next?
Well, he made the turn, and he was extremely erratic, and that
okay, the person in the gray car or the
no,
gold car?
No, the gold car.
He made a turn left or right?
He made it left.
Onto what street?
Onto Arleta.
Onto Arleta.
And then made an immediate right onto Red Freeborn and just continued going down. Wheels screeching, going very fast.
Okay, how fast would you estimate the speed to be? I understand you have no training in that, but just by your best guess, how fast do you think he was going?
Gosh, like 50, 55.
Okay. So how long was it before you lost sight of the car?
Oh, gosh, it was very quick.
Very
I'd
quick.
Say 10 to 15 seconds.
Okay. After you lost sight of the car, then what happened?
I looked, well, Anna and I were kind of looking at each other like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And she kind of motioned to me like, she went, so I just kind of waited her. And then I proceeded to go diagonal across the street to my neighbor, Jim's.
What's Jim's last name?
Jim's.
Okay, so you went across the street to Jim's house. And what did you do at Jim's house?
I basically said to him, Jim, what's going on? Did you see that? Unbelievable. The guy in the gold Mercedes was extremely erratic, driving really fast. I mean, he obviously has got a family emergency or something. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't know, you know? We're looking at each other in disbelief.
Okay.
You know, this kind of thing doesn't happen in a neighborhood, you know? People driving like that. It's just unheard of.
What did you next hear or observe?
It was moments later, we hear screeching and cars driving fast.
So are you still over at Jim's house when you hear this?
I'm in his driveway.
Okay, and so Jim can hear this as well?
He can hear all of it.
Now, when you hear this, what direction does the sound of the screeching tires and cars driving fast appear to be coming from?
From the east.
From the east.
From the east, yeah.
Okay, then what happened?
We both see a black truck with a young guy just driving very, very fast. I'd say, I don't know, 55 miles an hour.
And what direction and what road was he on?
He was on Arleta.
Uh-huh.
So he was going west.
Westbound on Arleta.
Westbound.
This
right.
truck, can you describe the truck other than being black?
A black two-door truck.
Okay. How about the driver? Could you describe what he was wearing or what he looked like?
I cannot.
How old do you think he was?
He looked young.
Okay.
Relatively young. I'd say averaging maybe 25.
Okay.
But that's hard to say. He looked young.
So you saw this truck with this male driver drive by on Arleta at the location you're at. What happened after that?
Then I see the Mercedes drive right behind him really fast, and I see him like motion like this, and then before I know it, I see the cop cars right behind him, and one after the other, they're chasing each other.
So you have the black truck, and you're referring to the gold Mercedes that you saw earlier?
Yep.
And you made a motion with your arm, like a swinging motion, like you're winding up for a pitch.
Yeah, I saw the guy.
The driver of the gold Mercedes?
Yes, like almost as if he's motioning to the car behind him to, you know, go by or...
And was the car behind him a police car?
Yes.
And was he making this motion through an open window or with his arm inside the car?
With his arm inside the car.
Okay.
Towards the passenger side.
Towards the passenger side.
And at that point, I did not notice any passenger in the car.
Okay. So, as they passed by, how many marked police cars also drove by following the black truck and the Mercedes?
I only saw the one.
You only saw the one?
I saw the one.
Okay. After you saw that, then what happened?
I was in disbelief.
Did you see the black
Ma'am,
car?
Could you give us just a few minutes, please?
I was in the car with him.
Okay. We'll probably be talking to you in a minute.
I was in disbelief, and Jim and I look at each other in disbelief and think something major has happened around here. And we walk to the gate.
What gate?
We begin to walk to the Arleta gate.
There's a gate that leads to our letters.
Yeah, and within seconds of that happening, we hear screeching, and obviously the car pulled around here from the sound of it, and we hear 6 to 8 gunshots.
Okay. Now, was it 6 or 8 gunshots, or you're not sure?
Not sure. Definitely 6, not less than 6.
Not less than 6.
Bang, 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 bang.
Now, the gunshots that you heard, were they... quick gunshots, one fired quickly after another, or were they slow in succession, like bang, bang,
no,
bang?
No, they were pretty close in succession. I
okay.
Think. Yeah.
And the gunshots that you heard, could you maybe tell if it was being fired from a large caliber gun or a small caliber gun?
I'm not terribly sure about that one.
Okay.
I'm hear the gunshots.
Now, when you heard the shots, you were still at Jim's house?
Yeah, and then I could smell it.
Were you at Jim's house or at the gate on Arleta?
We started walking back to the gate.
So you and Jim were walking towards the gate on Arleta when you heard the shots being fired. Okay. And how far away were you from where we're located right now, Santa Rosa at Brittany Park, when you heard the shots on the path that you were walking?
How far away?
Yeah.
Really kind of on the edge of Arleta and Red Barn.
How far away do you think that is?
How far away?
100 yards, 200 yards, 500.
From right here?
Yes.
Gosh. Not sure in yards.
Block, city blocks?
Well.
How far do you think?
A block.
A block? Okay. A block east of this location? Okay. And, after you heard the shots, what did you do next?
I was very shocked, and Jim and I proceeded to walk to the gate to see.
The one on our left?
Yeah, we weren't really saying anything, and just to see what was going on, because we could hear sirens going off.
Okay.
And just, I guess, a little afraid to hear the gunshots over here. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, be over on this side of the property.
Hold on. Peterson. I can't talk right now. I'm in the middle of an interview. Bye. I'm sorry about that. Did you and Jim eventually make your way over here to this intersection, Brittany Park in Santa Rosa?
Yes, we did, but separately.
Okay. So you walked over here on your own and then Jim later came over?
He actually got here before me. I think he got on the scooter.
Okay.
So he had a little bit of leg up on me.
Okay. When you, how long was it after you heard the gunshots that you eventually arrived over here?
I'd say it was a good 5 minutes.
Okay. And when you got here?
By the time I walked back.
Walked up to where?
To near my house and then.
Walked over here?
Walked over here.
When you got over here, what kind of activity was taking place at the scene?
Not too much. I saw the police car on the corner where it is now.
Uh-huh.
And there were maybe five people, neighbors, and some people I recognized, some I didn't, up on the grassy area. And the police officer, unfortunately, was on his back on the grass, and they were helping.
Okay, so at that time, there was no emergency personnel here, firemen or paramedics or anybody of that nature?
I can't remember if I saw a fireman, no. Paramedics, no.
Okay.
At that point, no.
The people that you saw standing?
A new neighbor that I just met, actually, and I can't forget his first name.
Okay, what's his last name? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I just met him this morning.
Anybody else?
There was Elaine.
Elaine.
And then the neighbor.
Jim?
Yes, Jim.
Was Jim attending to the officer when you got here?
He was kind of walking up just before me.
Okay. So you saw Jim here.
Yeah.
Who else?
And some other neighbors. I really don't know their names.
Okay.
I can't say. People that live on the street that I have not met or cannot remember their names.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that you feel I should know about this or that if you feel is important for me to know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.